There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, hour number two. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Hey, we're going to get to some audio from Senator Doug Jones in just a second, kind of keying off the conversation we had last hour with Todd Stacey and Senator Jones. Maybe Thursday on the show with us. We're looking. We'll see. But I saw this headline. I want to read this story from Alabama Political Reporter. Okay, so written by Brandon Mosley. So here's the headline. New I-20, I-59 bridge opens on time and below budget. Okay? So there's the story. But the take here from – and I'm looking at the Block the Mobile Bayway toll page. So State Auditor Jim Ziegler gives his own headline. It says, State Auditor not invited to the ceremony opening the I-59, I-20 bridge. I hope – and if somebody can get word to Mr. Ziegler, is that normal? Because the story here from Brandon Mosley says last Friday, and that's up in Birmingham, right? 5920. Says last Friday, state, federal, and local government officials formally dedicated the new I-59 I-20 bridge through downtown Birmingham. Completing this project on schedule was a priority for the Alabama Department of Transportation. I have a quote here from Governor Ivey saying, today's an exciting day for the city of Birmingham as we celebrate the reopening of the I-29, I-59 bridges. These bridges are 45 years old and needed rehabilitation to accommodate increased traffic and economic productivity. Thank you to everyone involved with this project. Of course, that kind of stings down here, right? He's talking about the age of the bridges and their need for economic productivity. But is it customary to invite, it listed the dignitary, is it customary that the state auditor goes to these? That's what I'm trying to, maybe somebody can cast some light on that. Like, the story is true, right? That this happened and there wasn't an invitation to the state auditor, but is that normal? Is that a normal invitation you make? I mean, you can read and say, oh, well, she's doing it because of State Auditor Jim Ziegler's opposition to the toll. But if there wouldn't have been that fracas, would there have been an invite going out to the state auditor? Is that a fair question? Not State Auditor Jim Ziegler, I'm not saying that you didn't lead a great fight down here. I'm just wondering if it's possibly a spurious correlation. That's all. I'm just wondering about that. Okay? Just thought I'd throw that in the mix. All right. I want to get onto this audio here from Senator Doug Jones. And a story, a headline here over at Breitbart is, Doug Jones, I'm going to get reelected regardless of my impeachment vote. Now, do you remember last hour, we kind of saw it a different way, Todd Stacey and I, that, I mean, if you're fair about this and you say, oh, Doug Jones ought to vote with the Republicans and vote to not remove President Trump, he's not going to get reelected either way. Can you call me and make an argument that if Doug Jones would vote not to remove the president, that you would vote for Doug Jones if you're a Republican voter? Please, if you honestly say, I'd love to take your call first. If you're a Republican, and if Doug Jones votes not to remove the president in this impeachment proceeding in the Senate, that you would all of a sudden change your vote. I think you're lying if you say that. Let's roll the audio. So this is from CNN, yesterday on CNN, Senator Doug Jones made the bold prediction regarding his reelection chance and impeachment. Jones told CNN's Brianna Kyler that regardless of his vote on impeachment, be it to acquit or convict and remove, he would still win reelection in Alabama this November. Roll that tape. We have it.
And several weeks ahead of you, perhaps. Let's talk now to Democratic Senator Doug Jones of Alabama. He is a juror in the impeachment trial. Sir, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Brianna. Thank you.
What do you think about in this defense memo submitted by President Trump's legal team that they insist the president did not commit a crime and that he was right to ask Ukraine to look into the Bidens and Burisma?
Well, I haven't read that in full detail. I've been studying the House manager's report, and I'm going to start looking at the president's. It was just filed today. I don't think he has a right to simply look into something and withhold congressionally approved aid. We need to look at all of the facts here, and we'll just see. I think that right now what we need to hear is the legal arguments from both sides, and let's look at the facts and see how this picture turns out. I think right now you're just seeing both sides being advocates, and we'll have to see how that shakes out.
Would you support a rules package that allows witnesses, but only later in the process, not in the beginning, which is what Democrats say they want?
If it just, quote, allows for a vote, I would not support that. I think we need to do this on the front end. I have been consistent about that. I've said all along that the president should not be blocking witnesses and should be participating in this. I think the American people need a full, fair, and complete hearing. So I'm not going to vote for a package that does not allow for witnesses on the front end so the House managers and the president's team can start that process to pose those witnesses now to try to make sure that this goes as efficient as possible. One thing I worry about is that this thing is just going to get jammed in front of the American public, and all of a sudden we're going to get an argument made, well, we just don't need witnesses because it's just going to drag it out into February. That's just not right, it's not fair, and I think the American people deserve better.
If you do get to call witnesses, as you're very well aware, the trade-off could be that Republicans will get witnesses. That would be an expectation. Would you be okay with Hunter Biden testifying?
Well, I think that somebody has to look and see the relevance. I'm okay with any witnesses that have relevance to the charges.
Is he relevant?
I don't think it is. That's my opinion right now, and I think the Chief Justice would be the first to rule on that. It doesn't seem to me that what was going on in 2015 with Hunter Biden is relevant to the underlying charge of what this president has been charged for. If others have a disagreement, then they can feel free to call Mr. Biden. But I don't see the relevance in that. I think that there are witnesses. And remember this, even witnesses that the House managers want to call will be cross-examined by the president's lawyers. The president has complained that he's not gotten due process, that he didn't get to participate, even though he was invited to in the House Judiciary Committee. Any witness now is subject to cross-examination by the president's very able counsel. So that's the truth-telling part of this. Cross-examination is the great tool for seeking the truth.
There's a new CNN poll, and it finds that people in battleground states are evenly split here. 49% who say that President Trump should be removed from office. Your state, of course, isn't a battleground state. You only won your seat by 2 points, and I think that was a giant surprise pretty much to everybody. Can you get reelected in a red state like that if you vote to convict and remove the president?
I'm going to get reelected regardless, Brianna. It doesn't matter that. I'm going to be able to, whichever way I vote, I'll be able to come back to the people of Alabama and do two things. Number one, I'll be able to explain my vote and justify it according to my oath and the Constitution. The second thing, I can point to a record of success. In only 2 years in the United States Senate, we'll be going on three in November of success for the people of Alabama. And that's what folks are looking for. They're looking for health care. They're looking for rural broadband. They're looking to make sure their hospitals are open and they got workforce development. They're looking for a fair shake for all people, one Alabama, not just for the rich and the famous. So that's what's going to carry me over the threshold in November.
Senator, thank you so much. Doug Jones of Alabama, we appreciate your time.
All right.
Thank you.
There you get the gets reelected either way, no matter which way he votes. I've been trying to find out which way he was going to vote for a while, and hopefully he'll be on with us on Thursday, which, as always, a tip of the hat to Senator Jones, who will come on with us. unlike the other senator. So I'll ask him that again. But he thinks he can get reelected whichever way he votes. What do you think? 343-0106. We'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 120 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile Tuesday style. Should I do okay? But I'll get to the email in just a second. I want to get to this and then a little tease here as they are meeting today with the Mobile City Council Finance Committee talking about Amtrak. And then I saw John Sharp posted up on Twitter about Governor Ivey's take on this. Remember, Governor Ivey, it was 2 years ago in the discussion about the train that she said the state was not going to come up with any of the matching money. And here we go. Where'd John put this up? I know I just saw it. It's a... okay, there we go. Thank you. I can put this up on the Twitter feed. John Sharp writes, Governor Kay Ivey's position on Amtrak's return to the Gulf Coast remains unchanged. I checked with staff today. Governor's staff continues to study the potential impacts of passenger rail's return to the Gulf Coast. If it's unchanged, that means no, because that's what Governor Ivey had talked about last time. They did not come up with the money. And one of the side issues was, you remember this? It was about a passenger rail service and having like a train station there at the maybe at the convention center or somewhere there near Gulf Quest. Something like that would be a problem for commercial rail traffic. But now we have the new idea about putting the train station down at the now empty, well, soon to be empty downtown Mobile Airport. Not that it would be there. Eventually, might there be planes back there too, and then you'd have trains and planes and out in the parking lot, automobiles. But that doesn't seem to have changed. The governor still not says the position hasn't changed. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get this train thing done. What the city is talking about is it would be $3 million of a subsidy that would be promised if needed to support passenger rail service coming through Mobile from the west, New Orleans to Mobile, and back from Mobile to New Orleans. We'll see. I'll watch what happens at the meeting today, and we'll be talking about that, I'm sure, more tomorrow. And quickly, the email thing, it's not big. I get chastised about things from time to time. This one's interesting, though. All right, I won't say from whom, but it says, Sean, I listen to your morning show and midday show when I can. I was listening last hour when you're talking to Todd Stacey, and you were talking about removing splinters with a rusty knife. I think your flippant take on this isn't good for children and some adults listening to the show. Duly noted. God forbid. I'm sorry. I should not tell you what I'm doing with the rusty X-Acto knife when I'm doing splinter surgery on my hand. I'm sorry. Sorry I hurt your feelings. If you can never listen again, it's the way it is. I'm sorry. Sorry. I know it's for the children. Everything's for the children. And aren't the children supposed to be in school like right now? Wouldn't they be in? My kids are back in school. Are your kids back in school? Kids are in school. So are you really worried about the children? Maybe it's the child that's out sick today, and what the child chose to do while convalescing is to listen to Midday Mobile. Maybe that's the little brain you hate that I impacted there when I suggested using a rusty X-Acto knife to take splinters from blackberry bushes out of your hands. Maybe that's the... Ooh, there's another one. Look at that. I didn't get that one. That you're worried about the little... I'm sorry. God forbid. The children that are somehow home today, right? That would be the children home today. They're out sick or something. They're taking a busman's holiday. They're home. And they decided to tune into Midday Mobile. And now I've ruined the world. Hey, and while I'm at it, while I'm just in one of these moods here, how about this? Statewide news. I don't know if you heard this on statewide news that former state senator Bill Hightower out of Mobile received an endorsement from former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum for his District 1 congressional seat. It says former Senator Santorum called into FM Talk. Where is it? Called into FM Talk 106.5 to talk about the track record on pro-life issues. Said something sets him apart from the other candidates in the race. It says, I know Hightower shares my and Donald Trump's point of view on the issue of China and making sure we do our best to deal with the unfair trading situation China has created over the last 30 years. So in statewide news, Dalton, they're reporting on Rick Santorum's call to Mobile Mornings yesterday. Presidential candidate at one point, right, state senator. Guy who won in 2012 here, the primaries, won the state of Alabama and Mississippi among, I think, 9 other states in that, who called in the show. Local news coverage, that would be zero. Zero. Statewide picks up on it. So thank you, statewide news sources. I appreciate that. Appreciate the attention on that. Okay, good. I think I feel better. I can transition into the crystal story, because this is one. This hits, and I'm not going to throw the conniption fit I did when I found out Frontier was moving out of Mobile, low-cost carrier, getting people to Denver where we wanted to be for vacation. I'm going to be more measured in my reaction to this, but Lita Gore's story over at AL.com says the Crystal Company, parent company of restaurant chain Crystal, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. I was thinking it'd be better like Chapter 12, because they had you get the 12-pack of Crystal, like the, what they call that? They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The Georgia-based chain cites debts of between $50 million and $100 million, according to National Restaurant News. The filing was made in the Northern District of Georgia. The chain listed 30 creditors, including the Tombras Group Media Agency of Knoxville, Tennessee, for $4.2 million. Must be their ad agency, U.S. Foods Incorporated of Rosemont, Illinois at $2.9 million, and Radiant Systems of Atlanta for $560,053. That must be the lights that keep the crystals hot, right? In a statement, Crystal Company said its actions were intended to enable Crystal to establish a stronger business for the future and achieve a restructuring in a fast and efficient manner. We are pleased to be ready to move forward with a brighter future for the brand and have support of our stakeholders, said the Crystal Company. As of late last year, Crystal had 318 restaurants, including 202 company-owned stores and 166 franchise locations. Its restaurants are located in 9 states: Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Arkansas. Crystals? You mean Crystals is... How are they in... The one by my house, they shut that down. It was like open for like a month or two, then it was shut down. Maybe that had something to do with it. But how does Crystals not? Is it a sign maybe that the economy is doing too well? Is Crystals filing for bankruptcy the fault of President Trump? Because I mean, Crystals, a lot of food for lower amounts of money. Maybe we're just so flush with cash in the United States and the record low unemployment and all these things that are real positive about the economy, that people have gone to getting fancier things and they're not buying Crystal. How do you mess up Crystal? How do you mess up the cash flow of Crystals? Because even if they're a lower priced alternative, let me tell you, the margin has to be pretty good in a Crystals. Let's see the states where Crystals operates: Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Arkansas. Dalton, you know something that's in common with those states? Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida. It's got Georgia in here twice. Twice. It says Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Georgia. How about Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Arkansas? What do those states have in common? Anybody? We can guess. Maybe something we've talked about. No legalized recreational marijuana. But possibly it's because there's no legal weed in those states is why Crystal's market share has dropped. If Crystal's, check White, is White Castle like in Colorado and stuff? Do they have that, the White Castle, which is the, which if you go to Dollar General, you can't buy Crystal's burgers for the microwave, but you can buy White Castle. Notice that? They're pretty good. Maybe if Crystal had expanded into states where recreational marijuana was legal, then they would have had a, what? No, just an idea. should not get. They would have had a little more market. I think the numbers would have looked better. But yeah, even Crystal's filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So goes the news on this Tuesday. All right, coming back, more of Midday Mobile. And I will take your calls and texts. I got a ton of texts coming in here. Let's see. A lot of Crystal's fans. I love Crystal Burgers. They just don't like me. Good riddance. Listen, don't have your problems. Don't use your personal problems with the Crystal. Then, you know what? That's your issue. That's not my issue. Don't celebrate Crystal's being gone just because you have some kind of weak baby stomach. Candy boy, Chester on the text line. Grow up. Grow a set. Grow a set. Need some Crystals. And I ate a Crystal recently, and the meat was beige in color. Huh. Well, beige is a good neutral color, and it matches a lot of stuff. Yeah, one Crystal that'll secede, the top of Bourbon Street. It's a famous Crystal, isn't it? I just think, no, y'all don't think I'm onto something? If Crystals was were in more states that had legal weed, they might be doing better. Just an idea.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
That's what I need. Some nudge. Set everything straight. All right, 136 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. You know, why I continue this, I would continue this rant here on a couple things. I got some things that are that get stuck in my craw. Very few things. Like, I know that the majority of talk radio are people that are just, they hate everything. And I'm not that dude. I like most things. But there's a few things that stick in my craw. Let me, on this Crystals thing, by the way, you notice they're filing Chapter 11. They're going to get restructuring so they don't have to pay off their whole ad bill. They don't have to pay off their food people. They have to, you know, it's like if that was a locally owned burger place making little square sandwiches, right? If they couldn't pay everybody, they would shut down. They would go out of business, right? I mean, it's almost like, you know, independently owned radio stations that have to survive by their own wits, being nimble, versus huge conglomerates that run up huge unpayable debt with really dumb decisions on their business structure and then just refinance their debt because it's so huge nobody calls it. They just refinance it every once in a while. And then what do they do when they want to try to make it more appealing? Then they fire people that had nothing to do with making the bad decisions. The people who made the bad decisions, they keep their gig, but the people that work dutifully, they all get fired. I mean, it'd be something, it's just maybe analogous to that. It's just an offhand way, just kind of something that probably doesn't mean anything. Oh, yeah, and thank you, Ben. I will have to get paid in advance, though, because of their Chapter 11. Ben said, possibly my quote from last segment, grow a set, need some Crystals should be their slogan for the relaunch and the rebranding. I think you're right. Grow a set and need some Crystals. They want to pay me ahead of time. They can pay me in Crystals or vouchers for future Crystals. That would be fine. Take that. I want to get to this Chinese straw story in a second. I'm going to take some phone calls, but the Chinese straw story, because I was trying to figure out over the last, I was left some dishes in the sink by the part of the family went away this weekend, and my daughter left a bunch of dishes in there, and she has the metal straws, right? Because God forbid, use a plastic straw. She has the metal straws. While I'm on a rant here, how the hell do you wash the metal straw? To leave me stuff that you have to sit there with one of the little sprayer, one of the little beams from the sprayer and shoot it down the straw somehow after packing it full of soap and then letting it dry on its own rack because you can't put it in the dishwasher because there's no way that water would go inside it. It would just go outside it, right? So there I was washing a metallic purple and a metallic gold, which, by the way, how LSU are her straws? I don't like that. Straw. And I thought about the lectures I've received from my 14-year-old at the table about the dangers of plastic straws to the planet. Then I saw a story from the Wall Street Journal about what China, the emblem, the pace setter of environmental policy, what they're doing about plastic straws. But we'll get to that in a second. I do want to go to the phones. And I want y'all to grow a set, need some crystals. Bama Tim, I hadn't talked to you in forever. Checking in from Saraland. Yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, man. How's it going?
I don't know. Something's wrong with me today. I'm off.
Well, you seem like you're a little upraged today.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong.
Well, you kind of stole my thunder there with the crystal deal, like, because I was going to call in and say, you know, if they just open a store by one of the weed stores out there in Colorado, they could make back all their money.
Big time. Big time. If you look at that's their problem. They're not open. Crystals is not in any weed state. They're in all non-weed states.
Could you imagine a weed store with a crystal on one side and a Krispy Kreme on the other?
Man, if I could, you know what, I would either want to own all three or at least own the strip mall where I put that in. Just, and I'd raise the rent. I'd just sit back and laugh and count my money.
All right, man. Have a great day. Great show, and roll tide.
Roll tide. Good talking to you, man. It's been too long. Let's go to, let's go to Thomas, downtown Theodore. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Sean. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure.
Well, I'll tell you, this morning, I was listening to the folks, you know, that you talk to on a regular basis, and this impeachment is getting terrible to listen to. Holy smokes.
I'm bored with it.
Pardon me?
I'm bored with it. I'm fatigued. I mean, until there's something big happen, every little piece of this ends up just being every day, oh, well, there's this thing and there's this thing. I mean, eventually, I think people in this country are going, oh, my gosh, please just get it over with.
Really, really. You know what happened? A funny story. It happened to me yesterday. Yeah, I've been kind of jealous of you and Dalton. You guys having this maid service? And I'm saying, well, maybe Medicare will pay for a maid service for me.
Yeah.
So I call up your maid service, right, and they come out. And so they're going around the house. My wife's not home. My dog's guiding everybody around. And they say, well, what's this? And I say, I don't know. I can't see it. What is that? And she says, a pile of clothes. And then she went into another room and said, well, what's the, you got to put all this stuff away. We can't clean the house like this. And so finally, she's ready to go out the door. And I said, well, could you give me an estimate and leave it on the counter here for my wife? And you know what she did?
Right.
She left me the number of 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
There you go. Zing! Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate that. Incorporating multiple advertisers. And I enjoy that. By the way, a bunch of y'all have said that they make... Okay, see, but this is the problem. A bunch of people say, well, they make cleaners. Where is it? They make pipe cleaners specifically designed for the straw. Listen, Dan and others on here on the text line, it's enough that she's got the dang metal straws that I would be sitting there at the sink with specific pipe cleaners for the metal straws. I have got, at some point, I have to claim some power back in the house. And I think I'm drawing the line at running specific pipe cleaners through metal straws. Okay, let me quickly, I'm going to get back to the phones. Y'all, hold on. But I want to give you just a taste of the story from the Wall Street Journal. This is what made me lose my mind. Because I am there's some people, they're like proud of their anti-environmentalism. I'm not that person. I've been referred to as a hook and bullet environmentalist. I'm a conservationist, right? How many years have you heard me rant about water quality issues around here and sewer going? Same thing on air quality issues. I find those important. I hate the way that that's been framed to being Republican or Democrat. Now, when there are moves made that are just ridiculously draconian and anti-business, then they need to be looked at. But saying, hey, it's something that we all share, air and water, you don't get to pollute it more than somebody else. You don't get to make it to where my water is not good because of something you did. I don't know how that's, I really don't know how that's Republican or Democrat, but so a guy that has a green lean, I think a conservative and conservationist green lean, and China is like like we sign on to the Paris Accord and all that. I agree with President Trump. We're signing on and comparing ourselves. We have to do more cleaning up than China. Give me a break. Stephanie Yang's story at the Wall Street Journal came out yesterday. Said China will introduce a new measures to aggressively cut back on its use of plastic. Wasn't the Yangtze River so polluted people like couldn't even put their foot in there? Wasn't the Yangtze that bad? In the first such move in more than a decade, as booming e-commerce and food deliveries dramatically increased the country's production of plastic waste. In recent years, Beijing has stepped up efforts to reduce waste and pollution. Almost read population there. That would have been a Freudian slip. Introducing measures such as trash sorting and halting imports of recycling. William Liu, senior consultant at energy consulting firm Wood Mackenzie, said, China has used too much plastic. Everyone is calling for more environment-friendly development, end quote. Great, great quote. By the end of the year, non-biodegradable plastic bags will largely be banned from major cities, and single-use straws will be prohibited in restaurants across the country. Okay. It goes in, I'll link the story on Twitter. It goes into all the different things they're doing, plastic utensils, packaging. They're banning this, that, and the other in China, limiting, you know, what you're allowed, how many, you know, you can only have so many children, you can only have so many plastic straws in China. As I've argued with my metal straw-loving daughter, teenager that knows everything, the Oracle at Delphi, about time they end up where their air quality in Beijing or Shanghai, where people don't have to, you know, have the equivalent of smoking five packs of cigarettes a day by just walking through the city and breathing the air. When they get the Yangtze River cleaned up, when they quit dumping toxic waste in the countryside of China, then maybe, just maybe, I'll set a date in the future to listen to the Chinese lecture me on plastic damn straws. But once again, I'm not coming from some rock rib conservative, I hate the environment, we ought to pave it all, bunch of idiots that say that too. But from a common sense person, in a priority or triage list, China, maybe you got some bigger things to tackle before you worry about the damn straws. Just saying. And maybe it'd be good to open a Crystals in China. Legalize. So, because I don't know if they smoke the opium, if it makes them hungry, but legalize some weed and get some Crystals going there. All right. Coming right back, we'll grab any calls. If everybody hangs up, that's fine, too. To hell with you. But if you want to call, 343-0106, I'll talk to you next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
That's a good point. Maybe it's just a start of tetanus. Maybe that emailer was right, that I was irresponsible to talk about digging giant splinters from briars out of my hands with a rusty X-Acto knife. Remember, I was lectured earlier in an email that it was a bad example, I'm paraphrasing here, to set for children. All the children that are out of school and listening to Midday Mobile, I'm sorry I led you astray. And simple-minded adults as well. Sorry about that. So maybe that's where, maybe that's what's happening to me. Maybe it's the beginning of tetanus. Quite possibly. All right. And on the straws, thank you, Mark. Made a great point. This is solid. And I would do that. You know what? I would do this for a while, and then I would let her know. Although she probably noticed. He said, use plastic straws to line the metal straws. Then you can throw away the plastic straw and not have to wash the straw. Metal straw. Boom. Brilliant. Brilliant. Mark, brilliant. Thank you, unnamed texter. The straws in China are made of turtle byproducts. it's good stuff. It's good stuff. All right, we'll take those calls here. Let me do this. Let me kind of keep this away from the calls and these the manic rants of the last half hour, because it's a real positive thing, a thing that then makes me smile, it makes me happy, and that is being able to help out St. Jude and exactly at the same time have a very good time at a Mardi Gras ball. The Joy of Life ball coming on February 1st to the Daphne Civic Center. It's full Mardi Gras ball, y'all, with the music, the food, the drinks, the whole nine, and it benefits St. Jude. And you'll get to meet the king and queen of this year's St. Jude Joy of Life Mardi Gras ball that all goes on Saturday, February 1st. If you go to joyoflifegulfcoast.org, joyoflifegulfcoast.org, you'll be able to get more information. Also, buy your tickets through there. It's the 7th annual Wind Creek Hospitality Joy of Life Mardi Gras Ball, benefiting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And once again, joyoflifegulfcoast.org. Order your tickets. I'm going to be there emceeing, but all my peeps, my friends here from FM Talk 106.5, the whole crew, we got a big table. So, I mean, even Dalton's going to be in tails. So we'd love you to come out and visit with us as well. That is Saturday night. It's a Saturday night. So, you know, unless you got real early church the next day, you're good. Come out, enjoy the ball at the Daphne Civic Center, February 1st. And it's, once again, joyoflifegulfcoast.org, or we can take caller number 6. Let's do that, Dalton, at 343-0106. And I got a pair of tickets for caller number 6 at 343-0106. Come out with us. We just need your name and an email, and the folks from St. Jude will get in touch with you, set you up for the event. All right, to the phones. And first up, Samson in beautiful, I love Seminole, Alabama, checking in. Hey, man.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, I just think these Democrats, if they look at what it costs us for all these witch hunts, I think they might change their mind about it.
But who would change their mind?
These Democrats that bring these charges is trying to impeach Trump and really got no reason to.
Well, they have a reason to. Their reason is to try to keep him from winning in 2020.
Well, I understand that, but that's a battle they can't. I don't think they can win.
But you got to admit that some of them must think they can.
Yeah, they think they can. But what about the last one?
Well,
all
I just
that money, our tax dollars, they spent, and it just for nothing.
Well, we'll see if it gets them any. I think. I'm with you. I don't think it moves the needle at all. I think people at the end of this who weren't going to vote for President Trump still won't vote for President Trump. And people that were going to will continue to. It might make some people show up at the polls that you know, might have stayed home. But that's the only thing. I don't think anybody changes their mind. You know, I just don't think anybody at the end of this goes, oh, you know what? Now that they've done all this great hard work in the Senate, I've changed my mind. I appreciate the call, Samson. Let's go to Steve in Fairhope next. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Sean. Hey, about 3 years ago, my wife and I, we went over to India adopt our child. And one thing we noticed is that there was smog everywhere. We never saw the sun the whole time. And there's been a few times where I've heard China and India lecture us on the environment, and
right.
I laugh at it. But when I came back to the United States, after 2 weeks of being there, I breathed in fresh air. And just to tell you, there is no place like America. It's the greatest place on earth. I've lived in Europe. I've been to many places in Europe, and the U.S. is the best.
Well, you know, do we have we made mistakes on an environmental level? Sure, we have in this country. I mean, absolutely. And
absolutely.
Should we still doing the best job we can? Yes, but I'm with you. And you have the firsthand knowledge. I have not been to the Indian subcontinent, not been to China. But I can, from news reports and knowing what I know, I'm like you. I'm not going to get lectured by China on, oh, look at us, we're going to remove plastic straws and utensils. How about you quit pouring toxic waste into the earth? How about you get your air clean and the Yangtze River not being as polluted as a gutter? And then you start talking about straws.
Absolutely. So,
thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Hey,
right.
Appreciate it. It's two places I want to go. Hopefully, they'll have things cleaned up there. I would love. I mean, there are a lot of places I want to go. I'm trying to get myself to Antarctica. That's one of the list. But Dalton's been to China. I'm jealous. I'd like things to be a little more straightened out there. But I'd love to go to China. I'd love to go to India and see all that. But yeah, I'd like to have some clear air as well. Hey, Mario, congratulations. Just picked up a pair of tickets to the Joy of Life Ball, February 1st at the Daphne Civic Center. And once again, you can get your tickets by going to joyoflifegulfcoast.org. I'm one of the MCs of the event, so I want to see you there. But we got a table full of FM Talk 106.5 folks there, so come on by. And the proceeds go to benefit St. Jude. So you can have a big, fun time. Food, drink, dancing, all that kind of good stuff, and the money going to St. Jude. So it's a absolutely cliched win-win. All right. I have time for one. Let's go to Alicia. You in Pollard?
Yes.
And do you have a splinter in your hand you need me to take out, or are you gonna once again, am I going to get another lecture on my X-Acto knife use?
No, I'm going to tell you, if you've got a splinter in your hand, you'll look for anything you can to get it out.
Guaranteed. Preach.
A chainsaw is not enough. Come on. And it don't matter, you know. Those are people who ain't never been in pain. That's what that's all about.
Yeah, that they. I mean, I agree with you. This the closest thing I had to getting the splinter out. Right. It was an X-Acto knife, and I went with it.
Well, here, I'll give them one to really rant about. I took a diaper pin out of the baby's diaper and went after that thing because it hurts when it's there. And the thing is to remove it. That's the only thing in your mind. What can I get it out with?
See, you and I understand each other, Alicia. Thank you for calling. I know there's somebody else out there on my wavelength. I appreciate that.
You're logical, see? Man with pain.
There we go. Y'all listen to
that?
You too. Y'all listen to that. Now, that is what it's about. Somebody understands, even if you would need a chainsaw. So, I have used worse to cut splinters out of hands. Wait till the emails here from the physicians lecturing me too. Oh well, wouldn't be the first time. All right, Paul Feinbaum show on the way. I want to say I'm not going to say the person. I still don't get back to the initial email. The person said that I was my flippant, I think is a term they use, remarks about removing splinters from my hand with a rusty X-Acto knife was bad for children and some adults. Once again, I just asked this basic question. How many children aren't in school today, and how many of those children decided, you know, Mom and Dad, I'm homesick today. I sure would like to sit back and instead of listening to the latest pop hit or watching a movie or playing a game or resting, I'd like to listen to Sean Sullivan because there's a chance he could give me some bad advice about removing splinters. Maybe that child's out there. And to that child and that family, I'm so deeply sorry. So deeply, deeply sorry. All right, Feinbaum next. I'll see y'all in the morning.